rich in life, poor in soil, on this Moment of Science. Deep green forests, thick with plants and ringing with the sounds of wildlife. When we think of the rainforest, we usually think of abundant life. In fact, rainforests contain the world's greatest abundance and variety of life. One research station in a Peruvian rainforest counted 600 species of birds. That's about as many species of birds as there are in all of North America. And the diversity of plants is even greater than it is for animals. In an area where everything grows so prolifically, you'd think a farm would also flourish. But when tropical lowland rainforest, like what fills the Amazon basin of South America, is destroyed, the soil is generally too poor to grow anything for more than a year. One reason the rainforest soil is so poor is that most of the nutrients are stored in the plants themselves. In any forest, dead organic matter falls to the ground, providing valuable nutrients for new growth. In cooler or drier climates, the nutrients build up in the soil. But in a rainforest, with its abundance and variety of life, those nutrients are reabsorbed almost as fast as they're deposited. Also, the trees in tropical rainforests are often evergreens, and so very few leaves actually fall to the ground. When a rainforest is burned to raise crops or cattle, most of the nutrients are destroyed along with the vegetation. Grass may grow for a year, but as the grass is turned into beef, the few remaining nutrients are depleted. Since land in the rainforest is often cheaper than fertilizer, farmers often clear new fields each year, leaving the old ones to turn into desert. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.